Thank you, Basil, and good morning, Millsy. A wave of protest has erupted across South Minneapolis for a second straight night and into this morning, days after George Floyd, an African American, died after a violent arrest. The sounds of last night. Journos found themselves caught up in it.
This whole area here, this whole city block here, has been a hot spot all day. We're gonna move back. They're starting to throw Molotov cocktails. We're going.
Fires were set, windows smashed, a Target store looted. One person died in last night's rioting, which left a path of damage that stretched for kilometers. Floyd, who was 46, died on Tuesday your time after being handcuffed and pinned to the ground by a white police officer who pressed his knee on Floyd's neck for several minutes. On a bystander's video, he can be heard pleading.
Please! Please, I can't breathe!
Floyd, who had been picked up for suspected forgery, lost consciousness while still being pinned down. He died in hospital. The next day, all four responding officers were sacked, and now there are calls for them to be arrested. CBS spoke to Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey.
Do you think that was murder?
I do.
You do?
I'm not a prosecutor, but let me be clear. The arresting officer killed someone.
But are you saying that the officer is racist?
The facts that I've seen certainly lead me down the path that race was involved.
George Floyd's death has touched off reaction, sometimes violent, in other big cities here with large black populations, from Milwaukee to Memphis to Sacramento.
I'm black! I'm proud!
Stop killing us, man!
Here in Los Angeles, a rough day and night as protesters descended on freeways and streets, even attacking police cars. A reporter in a CBS chopper looking down on a freeway as a crowd attacked a pair of California Highway Patrol cruisers, jumping on them, smashing windows.
All right, this is getting serious. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. We've got two CHP cruisers.
The officers were unhurt and managed to speed off. Millsy and Basil, back in Minneapolis, Mayor Frey is pleading with those who are furious not to engage in yet another night of violence.